for WTOP News. This is The Book Report. I'm Tariq King. It's a story I couldn't resist for obvious reasons. Word gets out about a suspicious death at a news radio station in Phoenix, and reporters from competing local and national outlets swarm the scene, determined to be the first to get the story. Christina Estes is an award-winning reporter, currently a journalist for the NPR member station in Phoenix. Christina is the author of the new mystery novel, Off the Air, just out from Minotaur Books, and already a prize winner, of the Tony Hillerman Prize for the best first mystery set in the Southwest. Christina, thank you so much for being on the WTOP Book Report today.
Tariq, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really excited.
As am I. So tell us as concisely as you can, what Off the Air is about.
Off the Air introduces Jolene Garcia. She is a TV reporter in Phoenix, Arizona, trying to cover real news in a society that seems more obsessed with clicks and reels. When a controversial radio talk show host dies, Jolene's managers are ecstatic because she had the last interview with this guy, so they think they've got the advantage, but not for long. National media descend on Arizona, bringing bigger budgets, getting better scoops. Jolene ends up fighting not only for her job, but her life.
Now, the fictional station in the book is KFRK, and I guess it's not unlike WTOP in that it's a news radio station, but Larry Lemon, the on-air host who dies, I can say is unlike any of my colleagues here. So tell us a bit about what made him, to your imagination, such a compelling victim.
Larry Lemon is the fictional, I have to stress, fictional radio talk show host in Phoenix. Larry is from a border community in Arizona. He has very strong opinions about immigration, the border wall. The book starts by saying Larry Lemon called for a border wall long before Donald Trump did. So that gives you some idea of his background and his beliefs. And because he has so many strong opinions about different issues, it was easy to come up with a lot of suspects who maybe didn't want Larry to stick around and keep talking.
Beside the obvious parallel between you and your lead character, Jolene Garcia, both of you being working journalists in Phoenix, what do you have in common with her? Like, how much of her personality and her experience kind of parallels your life?
I made her from the Midwest because I'm also from the Midwest. I made her feel like a fish out of water because I felt like a major fish out of water when I moved to Phoenix. I had only lived where it was green with four seasons, and I showed up here in the summer in the desert. The people from Southern California. And I showed up and these people were like, they just seemed so effortlessly like sophisticated and cool. And I just felt like this dowdy Midwesterner. So that's her background. I also call upon my personal experience as a former foster parent to create Jolene's background. And then some of the stories I'm really excited about, I was able to actually put in a couple of my real life references here in Phoenix and made them sort of Jolene's experiences in the book.
Jolene's backstory, an interesting aspect I thought was that she spent her youth in foster care, and you say that you were a foster parent. So what inspired you to make this journalist an adult foster kid, essentially?
I really struggled with creating Jolene's backstory because I did not want to feel like I was exploiting my experience as a former foster parent. And I also didn't want to bring any pain to anybody who'd experienced the system in any way, whether as a caregiver or as a child. But I also wanted to acknowledge there are lots of kids out there in her situation. And I think it's not talked about enough. Tariq, you're going to make me cry.
I'm sorry, you wrote it.
I don't want to talk about it without crying. But she spent time in several homes, and then she, Tariq, I hate you for asking this. It's not your fault. I created her. She spent time in several foster homes before eventually moving in with her grandmother. And so she spent a few years with her grandmother before her grandmother passed. And she doesn't know where her mom is, doesn't know where her dad is. She has never met her dad. So she definitely feels like an outsider in a newsroom where she thinks everybody else has, quote, normal families with more privileged upbringings than she had.
How do you think that would contribute to her motivation and her approach to her job as a journalist?
As a journalist, she's already competitive, right? You want to get the story, hopefully first, definitely get it right. But she also is seeking recognition and attention that she didn't get growing up. So it's kind of a double whammy for her. And that really leads her to sometimes behave in ways that maybe some people don't like, that can come across as abrasive or a little too much. You know, she's pushing too much. She doesn't know when to stop because she doesn't yet either realize or she's not accepting that she is seeking recognition, often through her reporting, when she's really looking for it with her family.
What are some differences between you?
Oh my gosh, I haven't even thought about that. What a great question. Well, our ages are different. I am pulling on my experiences from 20 years ago. So Jolene is 29. She does feel like an outsider, like I said. She, oh my gosh, Tarika, now I'm sitting here going, I think I did a lot of her.
Would you have done what she did? Would you have gone as a journalist as far as she went to find out who killed Larry Lemon?
The 29-year-old me might have. Today, no. Today, no. But I'm also, you know, you mellow with age and you also recognize maybe dangerous situations a little better than when you're younger. And again, she is seeking not only to be the best reporter, but she's looking for that recognition that she never felt like she got as a child. So she's really chasing hard, doing things that maybe I wouldn't have done, though I do think my 29-year-old reporter self might have come pretty close, but not quite as far as her.
Jolene is an old school journalist. She firmly believes in thorough investigation, getting it right, the pursuit of the truth. The book gives a reader a glimpse into newsroom culture, the competition, the politics, etc. What commentary were you hoping to make through her character and through this story?
I just wanted to give people a look behind local news and what goes on. You know, there are newsroom politics. There are wonderful newsroom relationships. I have friends that I met more than 20 years ago who I adore and we stay in touch, even though they've moved on to different careers and live in different states. There's a bond, sort of a special bond that you create working in a newsroom. Sometimes it's great, sometimes it's not. And the pressure of all of the social media and the business reality of the constant corporate cutbacks, the importance of local news, I think I put it in Jolene.
You referenced this earlier, but I just want to give you a chance to give you a sort of complete answer to this. You've covered thousands of stories. Did you include any Easter eggs in the book, stories or characters from your real life career?
Okay, yes. I'll just give you a quick funny one. So in real life, I was nominated for an Emmy in the soft feature category. So very lighthearted feature for a story about a fish visiting the dentist. A fish visiting the dentist. Come on,
how often does that happen? In Arizona.
And so I'm nominated and I lost. Guess what I lost to? A story about bubble wrap. So in the book, I make that Jolene's loss, that she lost an Emmy to her nemesis who did a story about bubble wrap. And so I love to put that in there. And can I please tell you, just a few days ago, I tracked down the guy that won that Emmy. It was like 15 years ago. He is a public affairs officer in the Navy based in Virginia. And I tracked him down and I said, I want to give you a belated yet sincere congratulations. And I sent him a book.
So you are working at the same time that you're publishing this debut novel. So I know as well as anyone how brutal newsroom schedules can be. How did you juggle the day job, journalism, and writing this book at the same time?
I would say I did not juggle it very well because it's been 15 years from when I said, I'm going to write a book. So not the most efficient path, Tariq. Definitely not.
You can't rush good stuff. I mean, sometimes things take as long as they're going to take, but this is your debut novel. Can readers expect to hear more from Jolene again, perhaps in a follow-up?
I am working on a sequel. Yay! It's been my dream to have a mystery series set in Phoenix. So yes, Jolene is working on yet another suspicious death. She's convinced it's suspicious. She's trying to find out if that's really the case.
If someone's in the bookstore and they're eyeballing the cover and you wanted to say something teasy to them, intrigue them about this book, what would you say?
If you've ever wondered about the people or the decisions behind local news coverage, I think you'll like Off the Air.
Good luck with the book, Christina, and thank you so much for being on the Book Report today.
Thank you. I enjoyed our conversation.
And I thank everyone for listening to this edition of the Book Report. For WTOP News, I'm Tariq King.